This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, January 1st. God's word to you today is new beginnings. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2, verses 5, 6, and 7, and it says, "You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being." Happy New Year! We are grateful to God for new beginnings. The beauty of a new year is that it affords us a fresh start. It is my prayer that God, who has brought you into this new year, will take you through it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You will have cause to rejoice this year in response to all that God will do, to the praise and glory of his holy name. Amen. The Bible states clearly that Jesus had privileges, but he gave them up so that the glory of the Father will be revealed. In fact, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he told Peter that he could easily command angels, and he could, but he did not. He had the power, but he did not use it. If you find areas in your life where God is not getting the glory, check. Maybe you are holding on to your privileges. Check. Maybe in those areas, you're not being a trusting child and letting go like God wants you to. Do you know that Jesus did not have to come as a baby? He could have come as an adult. Adam was not a baby. Who created Adam? Jesus did. Jesus chose to come as a helpless baby, born in a stable beside goats and camels. Even as a baby, Jesus became a refugee, and his parents had to run from country to country. Jesus did not have to die. Not all men die. Some of us will not die. We will see Jesus and be raptured. Amen. I pray I'm alive at the time. Amen. Elijah did not die. Enoch did not die. Jesus is greater than Enoch and Elijah. Yet, he humbled himself and died. Jesus did not have to die the death of the cross. He could have lived to be 120 and then die peacefully on his bed. But he chose to die the most shameful death in the history of mankind, crucifixion. Philippians 2, verses 8 to 11 says, "He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." God exalting Jesus began with Jesus choosing to let go of his privileges and trust God completely. If you will trust God completely like a child, he will use you to confound the enemy and the world. Then he alone will take the glory. In what areas are you struggling? Humble yourself in obedience to God in your finances. Pay your tithe. Humble yourself in obedience to God in your marriage. Keep your mouth shut and just trust God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know, oh, he holds my future, my life is worth living just because he lives. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.